T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready for a high near 90 this afternoon, but later this evening, we could get strong to severe storms ahead of the next cold front. Check in often with News Radio 1080 for the latest information on our changing weather and see the latest radar anytime at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. The Fort Worth Police Chief says there was absolutely no excuse for the shooting of a woman inside her home over the weekend. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest on the investigation.
Fort Worth police have released the arrest warrant affidavit for former officer Aaron Dean. The affidavit says he was responding to an open structure call, not a welfare check, but he never identified himself as a police officer.
There's absolutely no excuse for this incident, and the person responsible will be held accountable. Ms. Jefferson's family and our community will have the last word.
Interim Chief Ed Krause says Dean only yelled, "Put your hands up, show me your hands," before he started shooting.
Each and every one of you have our support and our commitment to serve you better. We strive to be better every day than we were the day before.
Krause says the Internal Affairs and Major Crimes Units are working with the District Attorney to make sure the case is prosecuted properly. At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police have now answered questions about that shooting twice, and still, relatives of a Tatiana Jefferson have questions. KRLD's LP Phillips continues our team coverage.
The family still left wondering whether it was the training, the officer, or a combination of the two that led to the shooting. The arrest warrant for Aaron Dean says he never knocked on the front door of Tatiana Jefferson's home, which was the whole reason a neighbor called out of concern. And as you've been hearing, he never announced himself as a police officer. Adrius Carr is Jefferson's brother.
This rookie cop is not going to be the scapegoat for what happened. Yes, he's going to take his punishment, but the system failed him. Whoever senior was with him, who not with him, failed him. Whoever sent him out failed him. The training failed him.
The family says it's trying to put lives back together, and that includes the young nephew of Jefferson's who was in the room when she was shot. His mother is Amber Carr.
It's really amazing how Zion is the encourager. He's not seeking encouragement. He's really strong. He's like here for all of us.
One of Jefferson's other sisters says while life goes on, it's hard to take any steps forward.
That's LP Phillips reporting. At Tarleton State in Fort Worth, criminologist Alex Del Carmen disagrees with those who say the Aaron Dean incident is a sign of a systemic problem throughout the police department.
Everyone deserves due process, right? But at the end of the day, what matters here is that people need to be reassured and understand that the majority of police officers in the United States are decent, honest, hardworking people, and that you do have a handful of people that should have never been police officers, and this individual may be one of them.
Del Carmen says it is obvious Dean did not follow protocol during the deadly incident. Continuing coverage on this story throughout the day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. A teacher who was fired from the Fort Worth ISD because of her messages on social media is appealing her firing. School board members fired Georgia Clark after she sent a message to President Trump on Twitter complaining about immigrant students at Carter Riverside High School. She's appealing the school board's decision to the Texas Education Commissioner. He's expected to make a ruling by November 23rd. If Clark doesn't like his decision, she can take her case to district court. The National Transportation Safety Board will hold a hearing next month over the April 2018 engine failure aboard a Southwest Airlines jet. Flight 1380 was forced to make an emergency landing when pieces of the engine blew out a window, partially pulling a woman out.
I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in. Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
That passenger was pulled back in but later died. Regulators have been concentrating on cracks in the jet engine's fan blade. The hearing will be November 19th. We woke up to some sticker shock at the gas pump today, with prices up as much as 30 cents a gallon from yesterday. There's no big international factor behind the latest spike. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says you can blame it on price cycling by retailers.
This is one of these corrective price increases. Stations had allowed prices to drift far lower. They lost about 30 cents a gallon in the last month, and now we're seeing a correction back to where prices would have been had prices not eroded so significantly.
Until yesterday, gasoline prices had been in decline for nearly a month. The good news, DeHaan says, they should start falling again soon. And the Uber-owned scooter company Jump plans to test surge pricing in Dallas. Prices will fluctuate based on demand at a given time, ranging from 15 to 45 cents per minute.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.